Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX, sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Joe Pott from the Newbold Toyota BMW Sports Desk. Fridays during the Cardinals season, we chat with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. Good morning, John. Good to be back at home, I'm sure.
That it is, Joe, and good to be with you. And I'll tell you, we had a great night last night at Westport Plaza. They had the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame inductions, and it was a wonderful evening celebrating baseball, and Bob Ramsey did a terrific job emceeing that. A
couple of SIUE alums going into the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame last night, as a matter of fact.
And you know what, Joe, that really means something to all of those guys, to be reunited with teammates, to be recognized, and they recognized coaches, and they recognized an umpire last night, as well as some great former amateur players, some of those who got a chance to play some pro ball. Lonnie Macklin was one of those honored, saw some time with the Cardinals. Just a fun evening.
Very cool. I like that. And we know what baseball obviously means to the folks in this community. Let's talk a little bit about this Cardinals team, because starting pitchers, I think, are starting to round into what John Mozeliak and Oliver Marmol expected and envisioned from this team, with Gray going six innings his last start, obviously Lance Lynn going seven, even Steven Matz going five the other night, and Kyle Gibson tonight has averaged better than six in his three starts.
And I think when Kyle gets that sweeper going, his breaking ball, the way we saw it in that first win over San Diego, he's going to be just fine. The guy won 15 last year. And he goes tonight against Freddy Peralta, who's off to a very good start for Milwaukee. And it's interesting, Joe, we have a division game coming up tonight. A series with a division team going west and then facing a couple of teams from the NL East, going back west to play Phoenix, and then and Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. And we'll see them on this homestand. But had to play the A's out west in an interleague series. So it will be nice to face a Milwaukee team that is in first place right now in the division, but it's a wide-open division. And I think if the Cardinals can just kind of see their way through the rest of the month of April and through May, it's going to be an interesting season in St. Louis as everything rounds into shape. The hitting's going to come around at some point, but I think the pitching's starting to line up.
Let me ask you about one of those hitters specifically, Nolan Arenado. What have you seen from him that looks different? He's got a seven-game hitting streak. He's near 400 for that streak. What have you noticed about Nolan Arenado?
He's smiling. I'm serious.
Right,
he's
no.
smiling. He's starting to feel like, okay, it's coming around. And that's a very dangerous thing for opposing pitchers right now because he's starting to get his game going not only at the plate, but he's looking like the Gold Glover and Platinum Glover at third base. I mean, he is starting to come on. So if we can get Goldschmidt going, and I know he's doing everything he can to fit into the lineup the way he has over years as an MVP. And then you have Nolan Gorman, who's working to try to cut down on the strikeouts. Victor Scott, we'd love to see him hit the ball on the ground, and we want to see Jordan Walker hit the ball in the air. We'd like to get those two things going, but I think at some point they will.
Well, maybe this weekend will be the start. The Brewers this weekend, and then the Diamondbacks on the homestand. John, always appreciate the time on Friday, and we'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.
I look forward to it, Joe. Come up and see us.
There you go. John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals with us. I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.